In an interview with ABC, Bill Barr said he met with the lead U.S. attorney in the Stone case, and he mentioned that the team, that is, the lead attorney's team, wanted to recommend approximately 7, maybe 9 years in the Roger Stone sentence. But Bill Barr wanted to defer to the judge and illustrate the mitigating factors he thought would reduce Stone's sentence to the judge. And the lead attorney left Barr on that Monday meeting with the impression that there would be room for that kind of flexibility. What Barr did not confirm in the interview that after the meeting last Monday that the lead attorney would not recommend approximately 7 to 9 years. However, Bill Barr said he told his staff that evening, Monday evening, that they would have to amend that motion that was filed for 7 to 9 years sentence on Tuesday, the 11th. So Trump tweeted that 7 to 9 years, as we know, was a miscarriage of justice at approximately 12:48 a.m. Tuesday morning. Is there any proof, I wonder, that Bill Barr told his staff Monday evening that they would have to file a motion to amend the suggested sentence? Who in his office is going to vouch for that? And obviously, Bill Barr is desperately trying to seek some alternative facts, I believe, here. He's trying to show that he had a lighter sentence in the works before the president sent his tweet out, so as not to show that the president was interfering in the Stone case. But in that ABC interview, Bill Barr said the president's tweet made it impossible for him to do his job. In other words, folks, I think Bill Barr is more able to do what he knows Trump wants him to do without a tweet from Donald Trump to the whole God and nation that confirms it. That's all he was trying to say there. But Lou Dobbs, you got to love Lou Dobbs at Fox. He woke up, you know, he was sound asleep. He woke up with guns blazing when he heard that, when he thought Bill Barr, Attorney General Bill Barr, was chastising our dear leader, and said this, which is kind of where the whole drama of this gets a little ridiculous.
But then to hear this Attorney General complain about this president who's fighting every one of those damn people to do the right thing and to get this country straightened out. And it's his mission to do so, not to carp about his boss.
To hear this attorney general, oh my gosh, Lou Dobbs, just sit down, please. Sit down for a minute. He doesn't get the fact that all Bill Barr is trying to say is don't tweet to the president and blow my cover. I got this, Trump. But then you've got Tucker Carlson. He had this to add into the drama yesterday as well.
So at this point, there's really only one solution. The president must pardon Roger Stone or commute his sentence.
So why didn't Trump just let the sentence roll out from the judge, the federal judge? Why didn't Barr just let the sentence roll out from the judge for Roger Stone? You know what? You want to know why? Because they know Roger Stone is guilty. That's why. And a pardon would look really, really bad. Really bad. Especially in an election year. Well, folks, this morning, Donald Trump, this morning, he couldn't help himself, tweeting basically he has the right to seek intervention in a criminal case, which is how this mess got started in the first place, for God's sakes. My God. They're going to take that Twitter machine away from him, I can guarantee it. In the reality of law, Donald Trump does not have that right, even as president. That's why we have three branches of government. We've got the legislative, the executive, and the judicial. We all know that. I don't know how Donald Trump skipped that chapter in high school, but he did. Justice Roberts, Chief Justice Roberts, would you mind just poking your head up a little bit here above the bench and remind Donald Trump of that? Can you do us a favor? Case in point, folks, with Constitution in hand, this government is only as democratic as we the people force them to be. Don't ever take that for granted. Well, looking at the coronavirus, an American biotech company says it created a coronavirus vaccine in 3 hours after getting access to the virus's genetic sequence on January 9th. Name of the company is Inovio Pharmaceuticals. It's based in Pennsylvania, but Fox News is saying that scientists in a San Diego lab made the discovery. This company is partnering with Beijing Advaccine, a Chinese company, and we can expect a vaccine sometime in early summer. And to me, folks, if you can create the vaccine in 3 hours, having it ready by summer, is the part that needs some work. Really, I mean, can we fix this? Have a great weekend, folks.
This flash briefing was brought to you by the Rusted Culture Podcast, and you can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, and Google Play, or wherever you find your podcast. Thanks for listening.